Welcome to the Hobby Talk Podcast. I'm Mike Duquesne, and I'm joined with my cousin, David Scrivener. David, how are you doing this evening?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. That is right. It is a Monday, but we need to bring the energy today because this is our first podcast. We're here to talk about the hobby. What is the hobby? What is the hobby that you enjoy?
All right, so I think what the problem is that...
This isn't going to work, is it?
No, I don't think...
Or do you just not want to talk about your YouTube channel?
I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Do you want to kick it off, see if you can take do a better job at leading?
No.
Okay, start over. All right, welcome to the Hobby Talk Podcast. I am Mike Duquesne, and I'm joined by my cousin, David Scrivener. David, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. It's a Monday.
Cool.
I'm not going to bring the energy.
David is well known for bringing the energy, I believe. On your YouTube channel, you talk about Tesla, and somebody commented that maybe have a personality. Have you found that personality yet?
No. There is no personality.
There is no personality, but there are hobbies, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. My hobby is sports, and specifically I got involved in baseball card collecting this year during this crazy pandemic year. And you might ask me how I got involved in baseball cards. I'm a 37-year-old man, but I can't really tell you how that happened. I think it was just like a crazy year, man, like with the coronavirus and everybody being shut down and not being able to go anywhere. And I didn't really go anywhere before. I didn't do a lot anyways, but I kind of stumbled into it, I guess. You know, I grown up as a kid, I really liked baseball cards, collected them. And then, you know, I just, 20 years went by. I always still liked baseball, but kind of stopped doing the card collecting thing. And then found some people online on YouTube who break cards, open packs. I just got involved, like, just started watching videos. And you know, just went from there, started open packs. It's addicting. Have you opened a pack since, like, 1990?
I have not. I don't think, so surely you were mostly influenced by the fact that baseball was not happening.
That's probably true. I forgot about that, but yeah, that's true.
I mean, right? Because you were wanting to watch baseball, and there was a few months there where it didn't even seem like baseball was ever even going to happen this season at all.
That's a good point. My memory, by the way, my memory is really bad, so I can't remember, like,
it's been a long year, though,
like, so literally, I can't remember what I did yesterday, but that's a good point, because I was, like, hurting for, like, honestly, for this kind of sad commentary on myself, but probably one of the saddest things about the whole coronavirus was, like, that sports was shut down. Like, I didn't know when sports was going to come back, and it was just, like, a habit for me to watch sports, like, all the time. I mean, now that I have a family, I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I still watch a ton of sports, mainly baseball and football. College football specifically, but yeah, the spring came and it was like, well, baseball got postponed, and then I was like, I need to fill the void. You know, a lot of people like gamble or something. It's almost like a gambling. It's almost like an addiction, watching sports. So I was like, well, I got to get my fix on opening baseball cards. So that probably is really honestly probably how I got into it. But I just don't remember the day or the time that just something happened where it's like, maybe I walked by one of the shelves and found a baseball card, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pick up a pack. So, I have a YouTube video channel. Just open packs, have fun. Don't have a big following, but, you know, got started this year and am enjoying it.
So what is the difference between a pack rip and a break? What is a break?
See, I'm learning stuff too as I go along, because I learned stuff that I didn't even know existed. But so ripping packs of cards is basically just what it sounds like, opening a pack of cards. So they, you know, the hobby, I guess you could say, the people that open packs for a living are, you know, more serious than I am even. But yeah, you just get a pack of cards, you open them up, they call it a ripping a pack of cards. Breaks are something different. So that's basically where somebody rips up a whole bunch of cards. So they're opening packs of cards, but they're breaking it for other people, generally speaking. So people buy in and say, I'll take the Cubs and I'll take the, or you take the Braves. And, you know, they're watching somebody else break the cards for them or rip the cards. So that's kind of the difference. I mean, like I said, I'm not an expert. I follow along on some people that do it, break cards and rip cards every day almost. I can't afford to do that. I get a pack here and there. I've kind of slowed down now as the season wound down. So pretty much just kind of chilling now that the baseball season's over. So I got a question for you. Do you know who won the World Series this year?
I think it was the Dodgers.
Ooh. Wow. Good job. Congratulations. I was not sure because we didn't talk about this beforehand, so I wasn't sure if you're going to know.
I definitely could have gotten that wrong because, yeah. Honestly, I was watching it. I was watching it when the Braves were still in it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they lost, it was just like, that's it. And honestly, I didn't even start watching until the last game.
You wait till the very end. You should have watched it when the Braves were doing well. They won like 6 or 7 games in a row to start it off.
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch baseball, but after Bobby Cox left, that was the end. I never watched Braves again, really, after that.
Well, you should get back into it. The Braves, they got a good team. They'll be good again next year.
I'm sure they will, but they always change out their team.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep their core around a little bit. So there's some baseball news today, actually. I don't know when people are going to watch this, but hopefully relatively soon after tonight. But they announced, now that baseball season's over, they do have awards after the season. And today they announced the Rookies of the Year in the American League and National League. David, do you know who the American League Rookie of the Year is?
No.
No clue, huh? So the American League Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis, kind of came out of nowhere, honestly, a outfielder for the Seattle Mariners. So I kind of remember when I was a kid growing up, we had Griffey Jr. was the big guy, that the kid they called him. So he's my favorite player. So now they got another young outfielder in Seattle that's a pretty exciting player. So he probably beat out Luis Robert, who's another outfielder for the White Sox. He was a pretty exciting player. But on the National League front, the Rookie of the Year was some guy that, honestly, I never even heard of before. Devin Williams is a relief pitcher for the Brewers, which, boo, I'm a Cubs fan, so boo Brewers. But he had a remarkable year, but typically relief pitchers don't win the Rookie of the Year or much reward awards at all because, you know, generally speaking, they are not the most important position on the team. But he had an amazing year. I looked up his stats. He had, like, gave up one run. So that's pretty amazing,
so
even in a short
season. Do you have one of those cards?
I don't have his card. In fact, like, I don't even know. I think he does have a card, like, with the recent set that came out with, I think, Topps Update set. I think he's in that set. But I don't even know if he was in the Series 1 or Series 2, top Series 1 or 2 set. So, honestly, I don't, even if he were, I don't think there's probably a lot of value there. Again, even starting pitchers are not too valuable on the card front. I don't know exactly why that is, but generally there's not a lot of people that collect pitchers' cards. They like the hitters that get a lot of home runs. They generally bring a little bit more buzz. So I'm not rushing out to try to find his baseball card or anything, especially since he's a Brewer. But that's some interesting kind of news. I kind of follow that. I honestly, like, I follow baseball more closely this year than I did usually. I'm kind of like, I was kind of like you, where once my team was out, I kind of checked out. I'm a big Cubs fan. Live down here in Georgia, so I also follow the Braves. But if the Braves or Cubs were not in it, I kind of checked out. But this year, I was watching a lot of the World Series as well. I just really liked the game of baseball. So it was not, I'm glad that they were able to get a season in, because it was looking kind of scary there for a little while. I didn't think they'd be able to get it done. So glad that they were able to do that. So that's a lot about sports, but tell me about Tesla, because I don't I don't know anything about Tesla, and I know you got a couple of Teslas, and you're all about it. So give me the lowdown on Tesla. Like, why do you love Tesla so much? What's so awesome about Tesla?
No, so I think I'm like every other person that gets a Tesla and just immediately makes a YouTube channel and just starts talking about their cars immediately.
I don't think everybody's like that, though.
Yeah, maybe not.
There is a bit, like, the Tesla people, it does seem like there's a big following in Tesla. Like, if the people that like Tesla, like, really like to talk about it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's the first car I've ever gotten where I just wanted to tell everybody about it.
I always liked
cars. Like, honestly, like, I've had all kinds of different cars, and I've always been excited about getting new cars. And so it's just, you know, cars in general, that's something that I just really like. But when we got a Tesla, I finally got the Model 3, and it was just so much better than every other car that I'd ever had, that it was really exciting. And it's all electric, so I don't know. It's a very different driving experience, and I don't think you've even driven it, have you?
I've never driven yours. I drove your brother's car when we went out to Missouri. So we did, so I did drive that. It was pretty awesome. I got to admit, I had no idea what I was doing at the beginning, but it was pretty easy to pick up on. I was a little, I'll be honest, I was scared because I was driving your brother's car, and I was like, if I screw this up, like this. But I mean, it basically drives itself, so you can't really mess it up too bad. But it was different. It's different though. Like, it's an adjustment when you're used to it. What I was more scared of was after I got out of the Tesla, driving a regular car, because I was like, I'm gonna forget how to drive a regular car. You get used to like the autopilot and everything.
I mean, that is one of the biggest things. The biggest reason really that I got a Tesla is because of the autopilot. Because of the possibility that it's going to be full self-driving someday. So, I mean, right now, I mean, even like when I took a road trip with my brother, that was what really got me excited about the Tesla in the first place. And the autopilot, just keeping it in the lane and just keeping the distance from the car in front of you, that in itself just makes it so much less stressful to drive. At least on, you know, like a road trip or something like that. And so, you get in another car and it doesn't keep the lane, and it doesn't, if it doesn't have cruise control with like radar cruise control, keep the distance from the car in front of you. I mean, it's almost dangerous because I'm like forgetting that it's not going to do those things.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially down here. Like, we live near Atlanta area, and the drivers around here are very aggressive. So it can be kind of scary on the roads, but I haven't driven downtown Atlanta where I work for months working from home, so it's pretty nice. I don't have to worry about that as much, but I just got a little Honda Civic, so I don't really brag about that too much, but it's all right. It gets me where I need to go. So
I haven't driven to work in 4 months.
I thought you were doing a little part-time driving in, staying home some, driving in, so I guess not.
Huh? Nope, 100% work from home.
Oh. Okay.
I had to go in one time. Actually, I didn't have to go in. I just decided to go in because I needed to get some stuff for my office.
I kind of want to go in at least once or twice because I would like to get some stuff from the office, but we were like mandated to not go in, so I didn't really.
Now, when I had to go in, I had to do a self-assessment of if I had any symptoms.
Honestly,
does your work have that?
I have no idea because I've never even tried to go in.
Okay.
But I know that
it's like you have to get cleared. You have to like clear yourself.
Yeah, I think there is. I think there is some kind of protocol that we got to go through before we go in, or. But I haven't really concerned myself with it because I have no plans on going in anytime soon. So I guess if I do plan on going in, I'll have to figure that out. But just weird times. Like, everything is, like, completely different this year than it was the year before. Crazy times. Crazy times. So there is some other kind of exciting news coming out on the video game front. There's a couple of consoles that are coming out. Xbox has got a new one, and PlayStation 5 is coming out. We both have PlayStation 4s, which we like to play that on the weekends. So Xbox, I don't really know about. I never even played the Xbox. But what are your thoughts on the new next generation battles?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth on the PS5, honestly, about whether I'm even going to get it or not. Yeah. I mean, I think at some point I'm going to get it, but I don't think there's really any. It's so much. I was looking into all the backwards compatibility, and it basically like plays all the same games.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Which is good, but the one game that I play the most, Rainbow Six, is backwards compatible, but if you have the disc, you can play the disc in the PS5 if you get the one with the disc drive, obviously. Mm. But if you get the one without the disc drive, you cannot play your disc because you can't convert it to digital. But if you have the digital copy for PS4, you can play that on PS5. And they upgrade you to like the new graphics.
Yeah, so the PlayStation 5, they got the two different versions, I guess, the disc version and the all digital.
And, yeah.
There's a price difference there.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's clear you get the digital, because even if I got to rebuy one game, honestly, everything should be digital at this point anyway. But
it does seem
at the same time, there's really no point in me getting the system at all if the only game I'm planning on playing is one that I already have on the PS4.
That's true. I mean, I pretty much never get the consoles when they first come out. One, because just madness. And it costs a lot. Usually the price comes down a little bit eventually. And then really honestly, I have the PlayStation 4, and like you said, you can play pretty much all the games that you want to on the PlayStation 4 for right now. Now, what I am considering is I'm considering writing a letter to Santa Claus about Nintendo Switch, because we don't have a Nintendo, but I know Nintendo has some good games. You know, they got those console exclusives, Mario, Zelda, that sort of thing. So you got a Switch, right?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, we got a Switch. I guess it was, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. Whenever, it wasn't too long after it came out, actually. For a while there, it was hard to get. I can't remember what year it came out, but I think we've had it a couple of years.
Yeah.
But it, definitely was the family favorite.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't play any PS5 or PS4 games.
Yeah.
With the family, but you know, Mario, Zelda, Mario Kart, we play those games like with the whole family all the time. So.
Yeah, and that's really where what I'm thinking about with the kids. I think they'd really enjoy it, but honestly, I'm kind of thinking about myself as well, because I'm thinking about the games when I played when I was young. It was always Nintendo, and those were the games I played. So I have a little nostalgia there. So, anyways, I just blanked out.
I just passed out.
That's 20 minutes, so we need to wrap it up then.
Yep.
So this has been the first episode of the Hobby Talk Pod. Is this the first and last episode of the Hobby Talk?
I'm hoping that
it might be. This might be the first
episode and last. After this is going to be better.
We can only hope, right, that it would be better. But maybe this was good. Was it possible that it was all right?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe Monday night is not the greatest time.
Yeah, I think Friday night might be better. Possibly.
I'm not sure which night, but Monday night. I was pretty exhausted from the day, honestly.
Yeah, Monday night's pretty tough. We kind of rushed it a little bit.
I'm just happy that the cameras worked, actually. If nothing else.
Hey, by the way, I know we got to sign off, but do you know, before that we started this, I couldn't get my camera to work. I did figure out what the problem was. Do you know what the problem was?
No, I don't.
I had to push the F8 button. There's a little camera with a slash sign on F8.
What?
Yeah. So I hit the F8 button on my little laptop here, and it's good to go. So that was it. That's the problem.
I'm not a tech guy, so.
You know, the tech guy could have helped me out there.
I'm telling you, man. If you just had the iPhone.
I'm the sports guy.
Instead, that would be the solution. But then you wouldn't have your fancy mic, so.
Let's wrap it up. This has been the Hobby Talk Podcast with Mike and Dave. Peace out.
Later.